The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Alicia is here, by the way, the newly crowned Rose of Tralee.
Yeah, hi.
Can you remember, did Carl make you laugh back in...
He did, because I'm a cheap laugh. I think it took 2 seconds. I just looked at his face and broke out into hysterics.
Carl, don't take that to heart.
Now, you're lucky as well, Alicia, because we were looking for the Rose of Tralee music for you, which we know we have back at base somewhere, but you said you didn't want to hear it. It makes you cry.
Yeah, it makes me really emotional. And then when I was on the Late Late in the House band, we're playing the Rose of Tralee, Kate was in the audience, my sister, and she was in bits. Yeah, it's just...
You were probably crying on the Late Late, though, because you were sitting near Ryan Tubridy. That's probably more.
I was freaking out. But you know what was great? I got to meet him beforehand, so I didn't fangirl too much. I'd kind of seen his face, got to talk to him beforehand.
Yeah, you got a selfie.
So I tried to play it cool and not be too excited. So I think it went well.
We're live on Periscope, by the way, if anybody wants to tune in. Rose of Tralee, Alicia Brennan's here with us. Okay, so you win the Rose of Tralee. What happens then? I mean, everyone must know, because the credits roll when you're hugging your mum and dad and all that happens. What then? What happens then? You go to a media room.
You go
partying. What happens? When do you get your new car?
What question do you want me to answer first,
all
Nicky?
Of them.
So first of all, so you meet your parents and stuff, and that's actually the moment that sticks out in my head the most. Like, that was the most emotional thing ever, when you meet your parents and you're walking down with Dahi and then you see them, and like, I'd always watch it and see the girls crying and I'd be like, oh, I wonder if that's put on. But it's not. It's so emotional seeing your mum and dad, and then you're kind of whisked off and you go into a room and you sit down by yourself with Valerie, who's like our liaison team manager, and she just kind of like, okay, breathe, calm yourself. But I went into a state of shock. I think I scared them because I got really dizzy and I was just clammy and I was shaking. Could not believe it. I just got a really big fright.
Yeah.
And then you're whisked off into your new car and you're driven down to Denny Street in Tralee and there's a Midnight Madness parade.
Are you on the Garda escort?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's fucking rough.
It's rolled out for you then. No, it's great. And so there's a Midnight Madness parade. You're on a float. There's like 10,000 people there. It's absolutely insane. The lights.
Like a parade.
Yeah,
it's
like St. Patrick's Day parade at midnight.
Careful now. Nikki's getting jealous. Going.
Yeah.
You have to come down to Tralee next year, lads.
Need a parade.
I think we can arrange this. And then you go up on stage, and then Daniel O'Donnell serenaded me.
Listen, if it gets any better.
I mean, did I ever think I'd be standing on stage with Daniel O'Donnell serenading me? No.
And did you think, I know people say, oh, I didn't think I would, but you were one of the favourites. Did you have any dreams, like, nights beforehand, imagining yourself on the stage getting the crown?
No, like, first, like, when you hit the pillow, like, when you were down in Tralee, you were gone. But my dad, like, was encouraging everyone, there's the rain, my dad was encouraging everyone to gamble, so I took no heed of the bookies or Paddy Power or nothing like that, because literally everyone he'd meet, like, bar the postman, he'd be like, put a tenner on me. That's all that was. And also, the bookies don't know, you know, they're not the judges, they're not with you all week and stuff.
Yeah.
So none of us really had time to be sitting on our phones and looking at the odds. So, no, I think it was anyone's game. It was 32-1 odds. And I know that's a politically correct answer, but it's the truth, yeah.
Alicia, tell me a bit now, when you get back to your house, and a bit like you've done all the kind of ambassador role, you've done all the selfies and all the photographs or whatever, and you get home, you take the crown off.
Yeah.
Did your head pain?
Yeah, like I zone in and out of consciousness when I'm wearing this crown. It digs into you. I'm thinking about just getting screws into my head and just getting an inbuilt for the next 11 months. I whip off the crown and take off my makeup, get into my slob clothes and order my Domino's and sit there with my dog and watch movies. Like, you know, it's very unglamorous when I'm at home. But yeah, no, I love the crown. Like,
I hope you get free Domino's now.
Anyone in the draw had a Domino's, you know, I order from you. I'm a very loyal customer. So there's my plug. So.
Absolutely.
Give me free pizza.
Well, there you go.
So, and the big question, sorry to cross Jenny, when do you get the car?
No, I got presented the car. Nicky's mad for the car, isn't he? Yeah.
Why don't you give her your car the way you're going on about it?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Sash and the crown, we can stop.
We can swap for a couple of days, yeah. But there's kind of a saga around the car because I got presented the car there down in Kia at the Playing Championships, and it's great. It has the Rose of Tralee logo on it, but I don't have my full license. I'm sitting my test on Thursday. So another plug, anyone who's in the Navan Test Centre, count to me.
Let the Rose of Tralee pass first time.
You are getting...
Who can fail the Rose of Tralee driving test? You have to be able to drive it properly. Surely you can drive it this stage.
Can you reverse around the corner? That's the one they always try and get you on.
So Steve, who's with me, he's like my escort, I suppose, today. Yesterday, we had a couple of hours off. We were up in Dublin, and I'd say we reversed around 50 corners, and I'd say we hit about 50 curbs.
Oh, no.
It's part of it.
He says I'm oversteering. I've good control of the car, but I'm oversteering, and then I just can't get it back in time.
What about parallel parking or reverse parking?
And turnabouts are my thing. Like, I do them really good.
Three-point turns.
Three-point turns, yeah. And he'll start them all right-ish.
They could be actually. We're so old. They used to be three
point
turns.
Three.
In our day.
You can do
in
it.
Our day.
You can do it in set back in the days. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
In fairness, though, the 3 point turns you can. I mean, you don't need to do it in three. You can do them. In
so
three.
Tell us, is it your first year at the Ploughing, or have you been here before?
Yeah, like I did ag science when I was in 6 years, so I was meant to come down, but I think I wasn't feeling well that day, or I spoofed out of it. I just.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, but so I actually have an interest in, I mean, ploughing and farming, and my mum comes from rural Donegal, and my granddad was a cattle farmer, so it is. It's very relevant. And it's great. I mean, there's something for everyone here, isn't there?
There really like, is. And are you getting
amazing.
Mobbed now as you're walking around?
Not mobbed, but now they're...
Go on, she is.
We were going to count how many like pictures I've taken and stuff. But like, I just love it. Everyone's been so nice. And all the kids are great as well. Like the little girls, just, oh, they're amazing. They make my day. They're amazing. Yeah.
Have you any of your friends asked you, can they try the crown on?
Yeah, they have.
All worn it.
And you know what's really interesting? It's more the lads than the girls. Like the lads, it's obviously a pipe dream with the boys.
It doesn't surprise me, to be honest.
No, it didn't surprise me either. But
look at his face.
Do you get to keep it or do you have to hand it over next year?
I don't know, actually. A lot of people have asked me that and I need to, I don't know, I'm not sure. I have two of them. I have a big crown and then this is my jeans and t-shirt crown. This is my everyday crown.
That's the casual crown, is it?
Cash crown.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was wondering.
Because the other one's quite big. You'd impale someone, like it's a weapon when you come to hug someone. It's
like,
is that the one they put on you on TV when you want it?
I know, and all the girls like are kind of like, oh. Yeah.
Right, tell us, you were studying medicine and you deferred that for a year, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was in the Royal College of Surgeons and then I had a meeting with them. I got home from Tralee on the Thursday and meeting with them on the Monday. And they've been so supportive. They've been really good. And they said, Alicia, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Take a year's leave of absence. And like, I did stay with it for a few days because, I mean, it was a big, huge decision to make because I'm leaving my friends. It's not, I suppose, medicine will be there next year, but I'm leaving my friends for the year and they'll go on and graduate ahead of me.
Yeah.
Won't be on stage with them graduating. That's a huge thing for me. So,
maybe you can present them with their...
Maybe. Yeah, I have a front row seat. Yeah, so I have to keep the crown. Please let me keep the crown.
How's the health, by the way? Because obviously you did an amazing story, hadn't you?
Yeah, so no, it's all going good. So I get scans every 3 months. My next scan is just before Christmas, I think. So again, I have to mind myself in terms of energy levels. I'm a really stubborn person and I don't realise when I'm about to hit a wall, but then I do and I'm a ride off for a few days. So I can't be any use to anyone if I'm no good. So I have to be fighting fit for this year. So that's something. And that's an important message, I think, to get across to people. You can't help anyone else if you're not okay yourself. It's like the whole thing when you're on the airplane and they say, put your own mask on first before you help others. So you really do have to mind, and your mental and physical well-being comes first before anything. So I do. I have to mind myself this year, but thank you, God. I'm in the height of my health. I'm great. Not a bother on me.
It's amazing news. And what's next for you after the ploughing now? Where do you go after here?
On Friday, I actually have a photo shoot for the Hope Foundation. I'm travelling out to India with them in a month, which is huge.
Great, because we had actually Sheila on the show yesterday talking about it as well.
It's an incredible, incredible charity. So I'm going out to Calcutta by myself in a month.
For bringing the crown, though.
Bringing the crown, the sash, they're my little baby and my teddy bear. So that's going to be a huge thing in terms of my own independence. And I mean, a huge personal goal as well to travel by myself out to India. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then I have a charity event then on Friday night in Dublin with Avine's Pink Ties. They're such a charity close to my own heart. I've been with them since I got the Meath Rose sash. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the guys there tomorrow night. And then I have the weekend off.
Look at that.
Yeah.
A weekend off.
A weekend off, would you believe? They're giving
almost the only one this year.
Yeah, no, I like to keep busy. I'm not used to being idle. I'm used to studying all the time, so it's great.
Well, there you go. Weekend off, free Domino's pizza.
Free Domino's, draw it out, please. Give
there
me
you go,
Domino's.
Sort of.
And keep us posted on the driving test anyway.
Oh, thank you.
It's Thursday, is it?
Next Thursday. I feel like the whole nation knows about my driving test, but maybe it'll be
like, it'd be like the, remember the 1990 World Cup, a nation holds its breath.
There you go.
She's passed it.
She's passed her test.
We need to get the Child of Prague from Joe Duffy and put it out in the garden for you.
I need a confetti cannon when I
there you
the
go.
Car. She did it, people.
It's great.
Awkward if I don't. Thanks a million.
Congratulations.
For having me, guys.
Rose, Shalee, Alicia.
Thank you. Woo! Right.